USA Radio News.
At least 9 people in Florida died due to Hurricane Ian. This is according to a preliminary report from local officials. The Category 4 storm slammed into Florida's west coast on Wednesday afternoon, causing catastrophic damage and dangerous, record-breaking storm surge. Door-to-door search and rescue efforts are still ongoing, and it's unclear how many people are accounted for, according to the County Commissioner Chris Constance.
President Biden at FEMA headquarters said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis requested and he has approved a major disaster declaration for Florida. The president said the disaster declaration will help Floridians without insurance or enough insurance.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to a lost wedding ring.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A bill to avert a federal government shutdown passed the Senate on Thursday and will now head to the House with a little more than 24 hours until the deadline at the end of the day Friday. The Senate voted to advance the stopgap legislation, which will keep the government funded through mid-December, which means it will be past the midterm election. The cause of death for Queen Elizabeth II has been made public on her death certificate. The Queen's cause of death was old age, according to the Press Association, which cited the Queen's death certificate. The late monarch died on September 8, 2022, at the age of 96 years old. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Officials up and down Florida's western coast are assessing the damage from Ian. It made landfall near Fort Myers as a Category 4 storm, but the effects of the heavy rains and winds could be felt far inland as far as Orlando as the storm makes its way across the state. Ian, which is now a tropical storm, is also responsible for millions of power outages. At FEMA headquarters in Washington, President Biden said the federal government is already providing necessary resources.
That includes millions of liters of water, millions of meals, and hundreds of generators. I deployed dozens of search and rescue teams, along with high water vehicles and rescue helicopters to help get survivors to safety.
President Joe Biden at FEMA headquarters also said that his administration will respond if oil and gas companies raise prices as Floridians deal with the impacts of what was Hurricane Ian.
If a gas station companies try to use this storm to raise prices, I'm going to ask officials to look into whether or not price gouging is going on. America's watching, and the industry should do the right thing. I expect them to do the right thing.
Putin announces signing ceremony.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Thursday he will hold a signing ceremony Friday to formally annex 4 Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine and officially make it a part of Russia. This follows the referendum elections over 5 days last week. The elections were widely condemned by Western governments as a sham. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.